motion?
I can make the motion.
Make the motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes as read.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Persons to address commission. Now, do we have the same crowd we had last time out there?
In Gaelic.
All right, old business, agenda item number five. I guess the issue here is simply a follow-up. The remaining part of the sign ordinance is put for public hearing for Tuesday, March 15th. Just to remind everybody, everything other than simply the section that we added about them being able to come back and get extensions and things like that, as well as those two missing items on the table, have already been covered under previous public hearings. So the only thing that is technically going to the public hearing is this right here. So everybody should have this. And so this is the public hearing, and as you can see, it's only two items, which fills in the missing things on the table, and then that couple paragraphs allowing for amortization schedule for replacement. Now, the council has not voted on all the other stuff, but in terms of the public hearing, this is the only thing that's technically covered in the public hearing. I believe that, and I haven't seen the council agenda item, but the approval, or this item should be on the council's agenda item so they can approve the remaining part, which would include this part as well as the previous part. So I will plan on being there presenting that. If, you know, and particularly, I think it might be important for you to be there for that, simply as a local business owner to say that you feel that this is completely reasonable. We've kind of bent over as far as we could go in terms of the concerns that they have had. And this allows the greatest amount of flexibility without doing any sort of grandfathering. And I think that's really the only thing under agenda item number 5A. Is there any further discussion on agenda item 5A for sign ordinance? Okay. All right, agenda item 5B. This is the SIC codes. What we did last time is we went through, we actually listened. It was a fun experience listening to the tape. But in fact, the table as we have it right now, or that we just approved the minutes, summarizes very well what we had talked about the previous meeting. And we have two things that that we really need to talk about tonight. One is the RA3 district, and I think we put that off. Do you remember why we put that off, Alan?
Last week?
Yeah.
Last month?
Last month.
I don't think there was enough of us here to talk about that.
Okay. That's item number two. And then number one is specific, discuss specific items to be restricted. This actually came from several months ago when I was looking at SIC codes and how different towns use this. And if you notice in the table that we have right here, you might want to refer to this real quick. Where we add the paragraph to section 19-79, it says more than one permitted use can be located. This is kind of cleans up a lot of language. Then what I did notice is that the way that towns, particularly towns that I think have well thought of this issue, that use SIC code tables, because you may have things that are classified under an SIC code that you really don't want to count. And so there's a big issue in a lot of these communities about how to prohibit maybe specific things that are in a particular SIC code that if you don't prohibit specifically, may be allowed in that particular community. In fact, just doing some searching today, I found the village of Grafton right here, which is, they've decided that they don't want pawn shops, for example. And here's a staff recommendation. They said, in researching the current availability of these uses in each commercial zoning district, planning and development staff discovered that SIC code 5932, miscellaneous retail trade, was actually a category that included various secondhand and used retail types of establishments along with pawn shop use. So anyway, then they're having to develop a whole thing to just prohibit pawn shops because they don't want pawn shops, even though they're allowing SIC code 5932. The way we have it with a table, the best way to do that is to actually go into the table and for the SIC codes that are identified on the table, simply identify specific uses that you want to prohibit. And for that reason, if you notice that the middle part of this paragraph that was approved last time, it says, in addition, the permitted use table, which is our table, also identifies specific uses within a particular SIC code that may be prohibited. So what we need to do tonight, if we want, and I recommend it, is to think of any specific prohibited uses we may want to include in that particular table. The three that I have seen that other cities use specifically are adult bookstores, pawn shops, and the internet cafe things. And so I did check with, I think we asked a question of Barry last time about the general feeling that he would have about the council approving us prohibiting in those SIC code tables these certain activities, and he felt that that would be looked on favorably by the council. So I would suggest maybe that we do that tonight, and the two that I feel, you know, there wouldn't be any issue about would be the internet gaming.
You don't feel that there will be?
By the council, I think they would go ahead and approve us prohibiting that within the SIC code, as well as adult bookstores and video stores.
So pawn shops,
I don't know. So
what you're saying is, if we allow that particular code, if we don't highlight anything we don't want in there, then everything is allowable.
That's right. So technically right now, because we allow bookstores in our various things, it's under a particular SIC code, somebody could set up an adult bookstore here. So if we don't want adult bookstores here, even though we have no problem with other type of bookstores, we need to write in this table right here specific prohibited uses within a particular SIC code. So, where's our table?
The SIC code?
Yeah, the SIC code. Is it? Yeah, I'll watch it.
So what's going to happen with this table?
Then we have a broader description of each one of the SIC codes.
Which one are we talking about?
Let's see, one would be under bookstores. What would bookstores be under?
Bookstores is 5942.
Okay, so I want you to put 5942.
Is that the middle one there? 5942.
Make a motion that under SIC code 5942 bookstores in our SIC code table for zoning, that we specifically prohibit adult bookstores.
Okay. But just a general nature in there that matters.
Yeah, but I think that adult bookstores would be classified under that. So you know, I would make a motion that we specifically prohibit adult bookstores under SIC code 5942 bookstores.
Say it again.
Okay, that under SIC code 5942.
Page 1272.
1272 okay. In the one that you have. That we specifically put a asterisk down underneath bookstores selling new books and magazines, retails, and have the language adult bookstores are prohibited.
If you're going to do that, you need to attach 5932 to that also.
Okay.
5932?
Yes, ma'am.
Use merchandise? Okay.
This is bookstores.
Okay. That would also be prohibited under...
The reason I say that is that under 5942 clearly says that retail sale of used books are classified in industry 5932.
Okay. So I would say under 5932 and 5942 language to the effect of adult bookstores are prohibited be placed in that.
When you do that, you're going to cut out everything. that would allow for used merchandise sale.
What? By prohibiting adult bookstores?
No, by prohibiting 5932 also.
No, we're not prohibiting 5932. We're putting language under 5932 that says adult bookstores are prohibited.
Okay.
So everything else would be allowed under 5932 except adult bookstores.
And when they say adult bookstores, it is going to include magazine, cars, second, you know, I just don't want there to be a loophole.
Do you have an idea where you would like to place that yet?
I would say at the very bottom. The very bottom of the language. So under 5942, you have a little description there. Then you have a little dot that says bookstore selling new books and magazines, retails. And then underneath that, I would put another dot and say adult bookstores are prohibited.
Okay, the reason I ask that is I'm not sure that we can add to these SIC codes.
That's what I was wondering. We might put that in a particular zone.
I think we need to add that to general requirements of the zoning ordinance or to specific zoning districts.
I would prefer we don't do it to zoning districts. Some of them, because then you get into, you know, say for zoning district, adult bookstore, for zoning district 1A or RA1, adult bookstores are prohibited, but you might have allowed in other things.
I'd have to talk to the attorney before. I really don't think we could add to those zip codes because these are the, I mean, this doesn't have a Kerry Beach language. We've accepted it as ours, but it's not actually our language.
But you can identify, I mean, this is what many cities do. Many cities in the SIC code, using these definitions, put a little note there. I mean, we could possibly add it as a separate section, say prohibited, SIC code, such and such, adult bookstores are prohibited. I mean, we don't necessarily have to stick it in there.
Well, that's kind of what I don't want to do, just because, I mean, yes, we've accepted that language based off the fact we're using the SIC code numbers in our ordinance. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, we just need to identify it in our ordinance and not in the actual SIC codes.
Yeah, so you appear in our ordinance, we talked about, let's see, it says we said it was in our actual ordinance right now.
Well, what would you recommend? The most common way to do it is to go into the SIC code table.
If you're saying that's the common way to do it, then that's fine. I don't know that we'll be able to do that.
But there are other ways that I've seen the people doing it.
I mean, I'd rather just see it be put into, say,
a separate paragraph.
I'd rather see it put into just Article 1 in general, the purpose of the zoning district, and place it in there.
Or in where's Article 1?
Or in just supplemental district regulations. So where it will apply to everything.
Where's supplemental district regulations?
Article 4 is right after district regulations. 19.320 starts supplemental. That's where supplemental starts, yes, sir.
Oh, I see, okay. So maybe add, simply a new paragraph then at the end of this. What would that be?
You mean you could add section
19.336. Is that what you're saying? Add to the end of
this? Yeah, we're going to have to add. That's what John's recommending. We add, rather than going to the table and identifying, we add, simply lay out our prohibited uses within a separate paragraph under supplemental district regulations.
I really think that'd be the best thing to do.
That's fine. I mean, it accomplishes the same thing.
Yes, but you know, I can tell you right now, I'm going to look at the ordinance. There's not very many times that I actually look at the SIC codes unless there's just a big question about what is allowed.
How about district regulations? Will we make that statement right here? It's not specifically addressed, but it's on the ordinance. So the expression.
Well, that's where we've added this new language right there.
That would be a good place to put it right there.
So if we put it in district regulations.
Okay, all right.
What page are we on?
1217.
Okay.
1216, because that's what we say, if it's not specifically addressed, it's expressly prohibited.
Okay, how about if we add a paragraph called 19-79.1?
On page 1217.
That would be under the 19-79 district regulations.
Or 19-79.5 is the way we usually do it.
0.5, okay. And we call prohibited uses within SIC code designation.
The good thing about that is we can always add to that too.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
1.5 or is it just one? Because the rest of the ordinance we just go like 1982, we'll put a one right there.
Well,
Well, I mean, you could add the 19-79, or you could just add a whole other
whole section.
Yeah, I would rather add a whole other section and call it 19-79.5. Okay, so let's go ahead and add a new section called 19-79.5, titled Prohibited Uses Within SIC Code Designation. Then for what we were just talking about, for SIC code, what were those bookstore ones again?
5932 and then 5942.
5932?
Mm-hmm.
For SIC code 5932, adult bookstores, for SIC code 5942, adult bookstores.
Would you have to put it in stationery as well? Or do you think someone has that in?
I think someone has that in. Okay. Where would video
stores? It says objects of art now, in that same category.
Yeah, if they could call it art, then we're in trouble.
Right?
It goes fine.
Where would video stores be?
The Gazette.
How about video stores? What would that be under?
Videos, let's see.
You on the computer there?
Yes, sir. I'm
on. Okay, just you got an SIC code search web page? Okay.
Magazines.
Okay. Okay, for SIC code 5731, call adult video stores. What's that, 59?
Magazines.
51, is that?
I was trying to...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Books wholesale, magazines wholesale.
Where? For SIC 50...
1263, page.
Okay.
5192, adult bookstores.
Do we need to worry about gift novelties at souvenir shops?
In fact...
Gift novelty shops, greeting cards.
That's true, that's 5941, okay.
47.
47. All right, maybe the best way to do this is, rather than just identify adult bookstores, how about if we call it adult book and video stores, okay? And that's for SIC code 5947, SIC 5932, SIC 5942, SIC 5731, and SIC 5192.
And I have one more for you. Catalog and mail order houses.
Okay, and for 5961.
I raised this question then because the gas station up there at the corner sells those adult magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the counter.
Well, that's art.
Huh?
That's art.
Art?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, in this, but okay. So anyway. And then for SIC code 7993, internet gaming devices. I think that's what that would be under.
Oh, shit.
I think there's also another one, coin operated.
Well, that does, that 7993 is coin operated, internet devices. But it doesn't say anything about internet.
No, these are written before the rule
of
defense. But I think that's how they are classified.
I think you're right.
And those are the only two that, you know, two issues that I think that I, you know, have come up and talked with the council members on. Adult book and video stores and internet gaming. So it's for 5947, 5932, 5942, 5731, 5192, identify adult book and video stores. And then for 7993, identify internet gaming devices. And these would all be under the...
I thought we had two of those under gaming devices.
You know, you're right. We talked about two different...
Mm-hmm. There was two of those when we had a discussion over at the rec center that night.
Was it 7999?
And for 7999, so for 7993 and 7999 internet gaming devices.
Okay, so internet gaming devices, would that be the same as the lottery?
We're allowing lotteries, but not internet gaming devices.
Well, the lotteries will get into putting in the gaming devices. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Why are you all looking at me smiling?
Because you have the computer, okay? And you're playing with the ducky.
But that would probably
be... Y'all make me nervous up here, that's why.
No, it's a lot.
I'm going there and start writing tickets for girly magazines and coin-operated machines now.
You can swear me in as a deputy. I'd love it.
Yeah.
I can see me now writing tickets on your behalf.
No, because then I got to deal with all the...
We're just prohibiting it, and whether the council...
Oh, we can stand up against it. You know that. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said we're just prohibiting it. Whether the council wants to enforce this is a different issue. And that is a zoning issue. Grandfather is a different issue than sign ordinances when it comes to zoning. So, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to go into ordinance unless they want it enforced.
Well, I hope they do enforce it.
But
But that's for the council to decide. These are recommendations.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me either way. I'm just saying, you know.
These are, you know, we're just recommending this. The council can say no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 7999. So these two, for 7993 and for 7999, internet gaming devices, and then for that whole list of other ones, it's adult book and video stores. Okay. Is there anything else that people want to prohibit? Prohibit through the zoning process, not through other ordinance, but this is a zoning process use prohibition.
I think we ought to prohibit all types of temporary signs.
I'd like your little collection out there.
I think we've been pretty aggressive at prohibiting temporary signs right now.
I hate those things. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to touch on dance halls?
Dance halls?
Kind of dance hall you're thinking about.
I mean, while we're sitting here talking about adult bookstores, do we want to touch on adult dance halls?
All right.
7911?
7991.
7911.
7991.
7911.
11, okay.
Yeah,
all right, so for SIC 7911, adult dancing. I don't know how you define it. Is adult dancing adults dancing? Or
but
adult
they have adults dancing at the street fair down there, so we've got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
We have
I might be having to write myself a state ticket, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, when we have a... We have
some
dance.
People might not think I'm an adult also. Yeah. Might be all
right. Only if there's a ball involved. Oh, I heard that. Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Well, let's not go there this time.
Okay, I was thinking about the fire department, that's all.
You're the one that said you could do a 35-foot pole.
Anything else?
I'm a massage parlor.
Most of those are legit. And I think that's covered under other ordinances.
Now we know what
state
he does
ordinances.
After hours. As embarrassed as he's getting, we know what he does after hours.
All right. We have a motion to add section 19-79.5, prohibited uses within SIC code designation. For SIC code 5947, 5932, 5942, 5731, and 5192, we're identifying adult book and video stores. For SIC code 7993 and 7999, we're identifying internet gaming devices. And for SIC code 7911, we're identifying adult. How about oriented dancing rather than adult dancing?
That sounds good.
Adult oriented dancing. Okay, is there a motion? Okay, that's the motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay, passes. What then we do have to change is the language that was approved last time. Okay, this is in the approved minutes for where we added under section 19-79 district regulations, we added this paragraph. We need to strike the sentence that says, in addition, the permitted use table also identifies specific uses within. No, okay, let's do this. Strike the permitted use table and replace that with section 19-79.5. So it should read, in addition, section 19-79.5 also identifies specific uses within a particular SIC code that may be prohibited. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, is there a second to that change?
Second to that.
Okay, second, is there further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay. Discuss RA3 district. So, and let me just back to see why we cut off.
I think the reason was because it was, I think the RA3 runs. Well, the B2, RA3 kind of has a little bit of everything while we were looking at that. But mostly it's residential one right now.
Well, last time we did approve for the RA3 district, identifying falling with the special use permit, we talked about boarding houses, guest houses, et cetera, schools, institutions, public museums, art galleries, hospitals, and clinics. Oh, okay. In fact, Alan, I think this is the point you raised. You said that if this was such an interesting district, then didn't we want to start adding stuff that would be multi-use type of activities and have a broader definition of things that would be allowed?
That was my goal, if somebody wanted to do mixed use that way.
Yeah, mixed use.
The B2 extends further north. Well, the B2 extends north, and it doesn't extend south. Because it goes from B1 to RA3, so. Mm-hmm. Which I thought that was kind of odd.
John, weren't you going to get us maps?
I got some if you'd like to see them.
Yeah. Please.
Yep.
Thank you. So, you're proposing Alan to do what? Equal around the center of town?
Well, I just thought it was a little odd.
Yeah, so the RA3 district is an interesting district. It runs.
Right, so it goes down to E Avenue.
Right, it's this area right here, right?
Okay, that's it.
Right there.
Do we have any RA3 further up?
It's
RA3. Thank you, sir.
There's RA3 right now.
So where do you see the very solid lines?
Yes.
RA3 is right there.
What's okay.
That? That's just RA3.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then we're talking about RA3A.
Okay. The rest is RA3.
No, that's right. We're talking about RA3 or RA3A?
RA3.
Yeah. RA3 goes.
So you got RA3 and we go in too, Alan.
That's right. Got RA3 there, and you have RA3 up here.
Right
there.
Okay.
Right.
There. Yeah, that's RA3 up at.
Yeah, that's up at the where the town begins.
Mm-hmm.
This is RA2.
So, close to Alabama Avenue, yeah.
And this whole thing is RA3 going to. Is that your understanding? Okay.
Where you see the solid lines with the dividing lines?
Is that letter? I can't see it. Here at all? Or is that?
So you have it.
Jesus Christ. And we're closed.
So it also comes out.
I've done Barry Tumor done.
Very well. How are you doing?
I feel good.
My name is Thomas. Also here.
Yes. And in fact, it should go down to. I guess it goes down there.
What's that?
But it's only left also this, too.
Yes, that's correct.
It's all of this right here.
It's J Avenue.
See, the RA4 is just this, so it's this.
Okay, so here's the dividing line. Right there.
This, and that.
Whose hotel is that?
And this one. And there's that right there, too.
Yeah.
That's correct. It's old St. Coast one.
Oh, is that what you're going to do? Okay.
Sir. That may highlight some RA4 measure from there, get sure.
No, I don't see. No, stop.
It's RA4.
RA4 is right there. See that line?
This
is actually RA3. The RA4 ends right there. This whole thing is RA4.
Here's
a weird. It's a weird thing. Is it down here?
It lands in right here. That's RA3.
Oh, yeah. That was RA3 here, too.
it wasn't that because RA3 is all over the place, it's because when you look at the B1, and you go north of the B1, you go into B2, up to M Avenue. When you go south of B1, you go right into RA3.
Now, if you look at Oceanfront past B1, it's RA3 also, north.
Right. But like this section up here.
Boy, it does. It's
really
too high.
It says RA3 right there.
What's allowed in RA3?
Multiple family dwellings, boarding houses, guest house, church, home, hotels, motel, schools, institutions, buildings, public buildings, facilities, churches, public museums, hospitals, all that good stuff.
Palm trees.
So I think the issue is, did you want to use, at least for now, we haven't really defined it, but do you want to add as a 13 mixed use residential?
I think that was my concern. But if you do that in all of, if you do it in all of RA3, then it's going to spread all over town. What's B2? What's allowed in B2?
Where's that quick sheet that tells you
on to multifamily dwellings, motel, guest cottages, retail businesses, parking lots, businesses, real estate offices.
So B2 you could have it. Special use. I mean not special use, mixed use.
Sure.
And where? B2?
And B2. What you can in RA3. You could in RA3, but it would have to be.
Yeah.
It would have to be like office buildings. Not.
We don't have any mixed use things right now.
We don't have anything that addresses mixed use.
When I look at this, I can see. I can make an argument that mixed use is prohibited. We don't have anything that says you can have a commercial use in the same building with the residential use.
No. This is something we talked about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, sure.
We're trying to add something in there about that.
Did we allow that in the B1 district?
Yes, sir. What we did, it goes back to the special use part. That's where the special use started, right there.
Mm-hmm. In the B1?
Yes, sir.
And what's the language for that under B1 that allows mixed use?
That was
dwelling when constructed in conjunction with permitted use, provided such dwellings are an integral part of the main building of such a permitted use.
Where are you reading that?
Number 8.
What page?
Number 8.
Oh, okay.
So 33.
Special use, right?
And that's why we made it a special.
When you say dwelling, does that mean residential dwelling? So I guess the issue is, do we want to add that language? I mean, we could use exactly that same language then.
Right, but the permitted uses in would allow RA3 on the same as B2.
I mean, what exactly do you want to accomplish here? I'm kind of lost, I guess, right now.
Well, I guess it was the fact that you can expand the mixed-use possibility further south. Because you can north of the pier in B2. Why not allow it to go south of the pier to use it? I mean, there's two vacant lots there that are fine.
Well, I thought part of the argument last month was also the fact that RA3 pretty much allows everything, while every bit of RA3 is pretty much residential.
Well, right now, the only place that allows mixed use is B1.
I can read into it just about all of our RA3, B2, B1. They all pretty much read into mixed use.
Well,
It would all be clear.
We have specific language. I mean, we have specific language for B1, but we don't have specific mixed-use language for anything else.
The reason there's specific language for B1 is because it is a CBD.
Okay. So for RA3 to have a mixed-use, the only thing they could have on the bottom floor would be very limited. I mean, there's nothing retail allowed in there or commercial or anything like that. So.
No. It wouldn't make any sense.
That's right.
I don't think anybody would even attempt to build it. Well, it's like it was talked about last month when I bring it up again. Everybody said, you know, it's got all these permitted uses, but 90% of RA3 is residential uses.
Well, it wasn't always that way.
No, but yeah.
Okay, is there a general feeling? You know, right now we've, you know, based upon our discussion last month, we've identified three things, four things, I believe, that we've now identified in the RA3 district: boarding houses, schools, institutions, public museums, art galleries, and hospitals and clinics are now identified with an S or a special use permit. Is there an additional motion to add anything else to that RA3 right now?
I think I would have a concern of adding more businesses to the RA3 because it's all over the town, it's in residential areas.
Okay.
Is it even worth considering if we were to try to expand the B2 two blocks south of here, like it is north of the case? What's the process?
It's very lengthy.
That's a zoning map change.
Yes, sir. It includes, I think, three public hearings. It includes a mail out to every single resident within the projected area that we're looking to annex, using that word loosely. Been through it one time since I've been down here, and it was very lengthy. And I wouldn't say it's out of the realm of possibility, though.
Okay, at least
I will add one more thing. If I remember correctly, if like 5% of the people don't want it, it does not happen or something like that. So it's very stringent as far as changing it or the requirements for, you know, acceptance from the homeowners or property owners.
So you take it, let's use like Ronnie Cornell, the Warren Hotel. Is that RA3?
That's B1.
That's RA3, okay. Because here's the pier.
He's past the first block. What's up?
He's in B1 then.
Yes, he is B1.
He's B1. He's right here.
What you do have as soon as you pass out of B1 into RA3 is the old sandcastle, and you had the teeth that lived there also.
Right.
And on that same block, you've got a real estate office, the Minsons, and some other people that will probably buy this.
Yeah, it's like two real estate. Well, if Ren Realty is still the real estate office.
He still owns property. Right? I don't know. I'm talking, it's been 4 or 5 years since we tried to go through that process, but that's what I remember.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be worth it just to incorporate that one vacant lot that could be a possible mixed use, but.
Okay.
No.
For now, we'll just
leave it as is.
How about we try to figure out what the process is and bring it back to you next month?
Well, if we just leave it as it is, we can now bring this to the council. Next council, if we're going to hold off another month.
Well, it's up to you.
I don't think it's.
You want to bring it to the council and get this wrapped up? Okay.
Right. That's something, I mean, if we chose to go that route, it takes a while. So it's something that, you know, if you want to go on talking about, we can definitely do it and get the process for you.
Okay.
Get the town clerk on that.
So we're not going to do anything to the RA3 district beyond what we voted upon last month. And again, because I guess, now do we need a motion to have this brought before the council? All our recommendations regarding the zoning and the SFC codes? I might as well do it. I'll go ahead and make a motion that our recommended changes regarding zoning and the SFC codes be brought to the council. Make a discussion and vote for the council agenda item on March 15th.
So they can schedule a public hearing?
So they can schedule a public hearing, yes. Assuming they want to. It's adult poll.
You betcha.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So any new business? Any member items?
Did you give a message today?
Yes, sir. I got scheduled for 11 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds like a member item there?
That's my member.
Was it, am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing anything.
All right, any additional member items? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
Okay,
We twinned on that.
All right, motion, second.
Who made the motion?
Motion, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Well, it's a short meeting for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The big contribution tonight is we're going to ban or prohibit adult book and video stores.
All right.
Internet gaming devices and adult-oriented pole dancing.
No pole dancing.
No pole dancing.
Oh, I'm going to talk to the fire.
Okay. But we're doing this through the zoning process. So that's going to be about the only issue for discussion.
Sandra told me she was tired of going to the strip club. And she didn't want him to be allowed in Curry Beach.
I don't doubt that.
That means nobody can swing around that umbrella out there on the beach either.
Oh, that might be my property. That's right.
No after-hour party.
By the umbrella.
No pole dancing there either.
No pole dancing. For my 35-foot pole. Okay.
Good night,
gentlemen. Good night. Oh, great. How was Jim?
And I will find my book.
We'll get
Jim's in. He's not feeling good. He's not doing good.
Thank you.
All righty.